Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
The fake going deep downfield, and it's going to be picked off. You've got Jordan Battle, who's had a couple already this season. Battle with a big run back to the 44, and the crowd is going wild.
Oh, tough one to swallow last night. Steelers fall to 0-7 on the road in divisional games on Thursday night. Mike Tomlin now 2-10 overall on the road on Thursday night football. Steelers had a chance to bury the Bengals, didn't. Steelers had a chance to create more distance between themselves and the Ravens, didn't. So this one stings on many levels. Aaron Rodgers throwing a pick there. I thought that was a bad decision by him. But both he and Mike Tomlin blamed turnovers for the loss. And yeah, I do think that changed the momentum there, but you scored 31 points. That always seems to be the default for Tomlin. Like, well, we turned the ball over, we lost. You scored 31 points. The reason you lost is because your defense gave up points on 7 of the final 8 drives. I don't put this loss on Rodgers at all. Does anybody agree with the coach? And I think Rodgers is just doing the good thing that you're supposed to do as a leader, which is to say, yeah, it was my fault, my bad.
Of course, yeah.
Ben used to do that all the time. Even like Ben would throw over 500 yards and they'd lose and he'd be like, ah, dang it, guys. Sorry, I didn't play well enough. Nah, Ben, it wasn't your fault. Here's a text. Hey, guys, is Tomlin unprepared? A stat flashed up last night that they have scored 7 or fewer points in 56 straight regular season games. Is that true? I was unaware of that stat. I don't think they would just make it up out of thin air. That is alarming. That being said, they were up 14-3 on the Patriots. They're up 14-3 on Minnesota. They're up 9-0 on Cleveland, and they were up 10-0 in this game. The starts have been much better this year. Unfortunately, they couldn't finish this one. All right, we're going to keep taking your calls at 412-928-9370, but we're going to talk briefly to Lee Sterling because we want to make you guys some money. Lee told us he's going to do the Express Lane version of Paramount Sports for Locktober. Hello, Lee.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, we're terrible.
I know. You going to sign up some guys off the street, play defense?
Well, maybe they could have Broderick Jones play defense the way he tackled last night,
Rodgers, Dorn. Yeah.
All right, Lee, let's rip through these, buddy. We appreciate your time and understanding.
Yep.
Iowa, Penn State.
Penn State, I think, is done. I mean, they love Terry Smith, but the bottom line is Iowa suffocated Wisconsin. I think they do it again here. If they get up 7-10-0, it is over. Playing with basically a third-string quarterback, Ethan Grunkmeyer, not going to get the job done against this tough defense. Iowa, 24-17.
Lee, Duke is taking on Georgia Tech. Duke's giving 1.5 to Georgia Tech.
Duke's defense, I mean, at home was giving up 34 to Tulane, 45 to Illinois. Georgia Tech's a different animal here on offense. Haynes King's already run for 9 touchdowns, almost 500 yards rushing from this quarterback. And I think Georgia Tech's going to move to 4-0 and be headed maybe for an ACC championship game here. I like Georgia Tech here, 34-26.
Miami, 13.5-point favorite taking on Louisville. That game is tonight.
Yeah, you got to pay a premium if you like a top three team, usually by an extra field goal. So I think this line should be 10.5. Louisville has plenty of playmakers here. Running back Brown, who's from Miami, two great receivers. Problem here is Miller Moss does throw some interceptions when he's pressured. Miami has the top two defensive edge rushers in college football. I think Miami wins 42-31. I'm taking Louisville plus the 13.5, but the best play here, over 50.5 total points.
All right, Lee, my Pitt Panthers, they're taking on Syracuse, giving 11 points.
Well, sometimes you got to lay it if you want to play it. Mason Hinchel has really come on. He's a real deal. 321 passing yards, 64 running yards. Syracuse has put up a total of 21 points and now starter Ricky Collins 2 outings. That's not going to be enough here. Pitt big here. 38-13.
I agree with you on that, Lee. And finally, a big one for the Steelers now. Steelers dropped to 4-2. Both these teams are sitting at 4-2. L.A. and the Colts, the Chargers favored by 1.5.
So I think that the difference here is Indianapolis has a real running game with Jonathan Taylor, NFL's leading rusher. Chargers, yeah, they had a 100-yard rusher last week, but that was against the Dolphins. Everyone runs against the Dolphins. Week before, Carolina's Dado ran for over 200 yards here. Chargers still down 3 starting offensive linemen here. Running team favored, Colts straight up 24-20.
I agree with that. And Lee, you got the game of the week?
Yep, game of the week is going to be the Browns and Dolphins here. Whoever loses, that coach should be definitely fired, not allowed to take the team playing home here. So you want to find out about Browns and Dolphins, call 800-400-9741. How about this? 4 weeks ago, went 5-0 in the NFL. 3 weeks ago, 5-0. 2 weeks ago, 5-0. And I let everyone down last week. I went 4-1. We are now on a 19-1 run on Sundays. We call it Lee's NFL Sunday Golden Ticket. $197 for 5 selections for 4 straight weeks. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Lee, we love you. Thanks, bud. We'll talk next week.
All right. Sounds good, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Lee.
Bye. He didn't say I love you, too.
No.
Jason Mackey, the Post-Gazette, and the Steelers pregame show here, Black and Gold pregame show here on 93.7 The Fan joins us now. Jason, brought to you by Westminster College, where every student accepted for fall 2026 is guaranteed a scholarship. We wanted to have Lee on there to make people money because your favorite team sucks, but your second favorite team is always your wallet. Perhaps in some places it's your number one team.
Yeah.
Jason, what the hell was that?
Jason has a high and tight. He's got the military cut going on.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Unintentionally, by the way.
You look like Andy Warhol.
Fun story.
Andy Warhol?
Yeah,
a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
So I was getting my hair cut yesterday. My wife normally cuts my hair.
And you said I want the Andy Warhol? Or?
No. She screwed up and shaved like a giant thing in the side of my head. So I'm like, well, we're going to have to fix this. So we did.
In reality, it looks good.
Thanks.
It actually looks
good. Appreciate it.
You would never have been able to know that your wife was terrible at cutting hair.
She's actually incredible. She cuts our whole house's hair. She's done it for years. It was the first time there was ever a mistake. And I would have looked even goofier than I already do.
Where did you get Andy Warhol?
I know. It's all spiky.
Do you know? Look at this guy.
Looks nothing like him. I don't think Crowley knows who Andy Warhol is.
No.
I know who Andy Warhol is.
Who's Andy Warhol?
It was a bad joke. He's an artist. He takes pictures of soup cans.
I mean, anybody on the video stream.
He takes pictures? I thought they were.
No, he takes pictures, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know who he is?
I thought he did paintings, but maybe I'm wrong.
Do you know where he's from, Kyle's?
Pittsburgh.
Trey Essex just tweeted us, Doran. He said, I blame myself. I missed my Tuesday appearance with the fellas Adam Crowley and Scorin Doran on 93.7 The Fan. Gave us bad mojo. Won't happen again. Is that your analysis as well, Jason? Yeah. That
it was Trey Essex.
Yeah, he missed the spot, so. That's why they lost.
I don't even know where to start. with this. You guys were talking about scheme versus personnel. I think that's a valid criticism. I don't know why there wasn't more adjustment in scheme. They also just got beat in areas that it's inexcusable to get beat. I know it's a cop-out to say both. Frustrating, man.
I think sometimes the thing that sounds like the cop-out is the right answer. And
well, I'd throw on top of that just straight up psychological. At this point, isn't that a mental thing?
Yeah.
AFC North?
Well, road Joe game? Flacco?
Joe Flacco?
With Tomlin?
Thursday night?
Yeah.
A Tomlin game? Like,
oh, man.
It's the third option.
Is Joe Flacco, like, is he now on the Mount Rushmore of all time Pittsburgh Steelers Pittsburgh sports villains?
Ooh.
Because it has to be, like, Joe Flacco at times has been elite in his career, but it's not like, oh, Tom Brady. Okay, great. I mean, Tom Brady did that to everybody. Joe Flacco, for God's sakes, he's Joe Flacco. He's not a bad player. I'm not saying that, but he's not Peyton Manning. He's not Phillip Rivers.
Looked like Patrick Mahomes last night. Some of the running around. But the read option with Joe Flacco.
That was insane.
I tipped my cap to them on that one. That was a hell of a call.
Man.
It really was, wasn't it? I went, all right, good job.
I mean, they were doing QB sneaks with him, too. They were acting like he was 26 years old.
That's because he's a rented gun.
Yeah.
He's a mercenary as far as they're concerned. You know, get what you can out of him, and hopefully you can get enough out of him that you're in it when Joe Burrow comes back.
They had I thought they had an extremely good game plan, well-coached, ready to play.
Throw it to number
all
one.
Of that stuff. I know, but they keep going to it. The Steelers had the running game working, and they decided for whatever reason to go away from it.
Oh, be careful. Watch out, Jason. There's another slant coming from Ja'Marr Chase.
There might be. And good on the Bengals for continuing to do it. Jaylen Warren's running. They're like, hang on. Whoa. Got to get a cute pass out in the flat here that we're not going to complete.
That's why I think it is a little column A, a little column B, which Doran crystallized real well early on in the show. Like, you expect these guys to be able to play man coverage. That's why they were brought in. And then whenever it's failing miserably, okay, pick your poison. I'll tell you the poison I ain't picking, Ja'Marr Chase, and I'm slapping three dudes on him if I have to.
I mean, they lost every level of that matchup scheme. You want to go Darius Slay one-on-one? Nope. You want Joey Porter Jr. to show some sort of depth, be less handsy, take care of T. Higgins? Nope. You want to try to shut down, you brought in Jalen Ramsey and you're paying him a lot of money to try to shut down Ja'Marr Chase? Nope. You have to adjust because they're doing something and picking at a weakness in your defense? Nope. Hey, get pressure on one of the worst offensive lines in football? Nope. I'm done now.
T.J. Watt doesn't get the schematic defense from me. Like, that offensive line blows, and he had the game Myles Garrett did the week before. He simply has to be better. He has to be. And I don't care if it's a Thursday or what. I don't care if you play the game on the moon. When you make $40 million.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this? Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
$1 a season. You need to be one of, if not the best players on the field, and he was invisible until there were 5 minutes to go in the football game.
Yes. Period, full stop.
I mean, barely played the fourth quarter of the last game either.
Right?
So it's not like, you know, he was banged up or anything or hurting from last game. Like, they sat out the fourth quarter, basically, of the Browns game.
And the other old guys played well in this one. You know, I know it's a
Joe Flacco was just fine.
I know it's a different position, and TJ's is more physically demanding, but like from a mental standpoint, like you're dealing with a lot and you're still getting hit out there as a quarterback, and those guys played great.
And the salary is also different too. He's making a little bit more than Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
Can't tolerate it, man. The tackling was bad. Like the physicality that was all over the Browns game. Where was that? It was nowhere.
The last 2 weeks, they looked exactly the way that a defense making as much money as it is making should look. In this
2 weeks prior to this one. Yeah.
Yes. In this game, they looked like the Bills defense that I made fun of all week, and like the Ravens defense that I've been making fun of all season, and like the Bengals defense that I made fun of leading up to the game. I mean, they looked like the worst defense in the NFL last night. And I got people texting in talking about the hold by Zach Frazier. Totally a fair point to make. That's a touchdown. You take 4 points off the board. People texting in about Rodgers' interceptions. Okay, fair. We'll get into that coming up in a couple of minutes. I think the Bengals would have named their score. If Jaylen Warren scores a touchdown there and you get 4 extra points, I think the Bengals score 5 extra points.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth.
Couldn't stop them.
You could not stop them.
Nope.
Text us. Cheery morning here in Pittsburgh. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where you always say, they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Both Tomlin and Rodgers blamed the same thing for the loss. Do we agree with them? We'll get to that with Jason Mackey when we come back. Mackey brought to you by Westminster College. He's got a very nice Westminster quarter zip on right now. Fall open house is coming up. Westminster.edu for more details. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Bengals 33, Steelers 31. We've been complaining all morning. You've joined us at 412-928-9370, and you continue to do so if you so please. Jason Mackey with us until the end of the program. Jason works for the Post-Gazette, of course, and hosts the pregame show for Black and Gold Game Day with Donnie Football and Mark Caboli. Caboli, who got himself into some traffic problems yesterday. That guy.
That was something. We were talking about that on the pregame show last night. Nobody has travel issues like Mark Caboli.
Did he miss a portion of the pregame show because of said travel issues?
He did.
Very good.
Yeah. And he ghosted poor Joelie. Joel called him like 5 times. Went right to voicemail. Donnie's texting him like, answer your phone. And he was, and Donnie called him on it on the air. And he said he was like in downtown Cincinnati and they were rerouting traffic and roads were closed and it was chaos and he needed to concentrate on driving.
Well, he was probably on the GPS.
He said it took him like 7 hours to get there. Traffic on 71 was that bad.
I can't get over that guy just stepping in it at every possible turn. Like we talk, oh, he's in a foreign land. He's in Cincinnati. Okay. He did it at friggin' St. Vincent College. He parked in a, in a Sarlacc pit.
7 hours.
Yeah. It's a 4-hour drive.
Yeah, it's 4 hours, right.
Whoops. All right, so Mike Tomlin, his assessment of the loss yesterday was as follows.
You know, a tough, hard-fought game, but certainly got to give credit to those guys, the Bengals. They did what was required to win. They made a few more plays than we did. Just from a analysis perspective, I just thought you know, the first half, we allowed them to run the ball too much. I think they had about 100 yards rushing at the half. And then we turned the ball over a couple times.
I can agree on the rush defense. I think when you allow them to run the way that Cincy did, and they hadn't all year long, they're actually a historically bad rushing offense to this point in the season. I think it opens everything else up. I think now you're focused on the run, and they can kind of have their way with you. As far as the turnovers are concerned, though, like, give me a break. Like, Aaron Rodgers threw 4 touchdown passes. Win the game. You scored 31 points. Win the game. Do you put much stock in the turnover thing, Jason?
No, I don't. I mean, it was one. It was a bad throw by Aaron Rodgers. He's a quarterback. He's going to make bad decisions from time to time. They overcame it. Their offense, largely, I don't think, was the problem in this one.
Yeah, they had the lead at the end. They had the lead. You could have won the game.
You scored 31 points. You should win that game.
Yep.
Against a team playing a 40-year-old quarterback who got there last week with no running game to speak of. I don't care if you have Ja'Marr Chase or T. Higgins. They lost the game because they couldn't shut those guys down because they had no counterpunch. The Bengals just kept going to the same guys. They kept doing the same things, and the Steelers could not stop them. Why was that not a focal point?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it was scheme, whether it was your guys performing, whether it was a combination of both, whatever, you couldn't stop them. That's why they won.
I thought that was going to be a problem against the Vikings, and they figured that out. You know, with Jordan Addison coming back, I thought that was going to be a big issue. Now, Jordan Addison did have, you know, that deep pass, but, you know, and the one that Peyton Wilson did track down. So I thought that they kind of were bulletproof to that until this game. And that's where I'm, like, leaning. Like, I'm still leaning to the fact that it's more personnel than scheme, because you were asked to cover or to slow down Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins. Not only did you not do that, like, it was top all-time performances from those two.
Yes.
Most targets in the NFL this season.
And I think it was a Cincinnati Bengals record. Right. Broke.
It was definitely the Ja'Marr Chase most targets and catches he's ever had.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's not like Higgins was, like, quiet on the other side. My man almost had 100 yards receiving.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was.
And then play down the middle with Yosavas.
Yes.
One-on-one coverage, you should win that with a $10 million corner. You don't.
And he took forever. That was as long as he held the ball in the pocket the entire game. And you're allowed to get there with the pass rush, too. And they didn't.
Yep. I mean, you did this in the – this is what's concerning to me. They did this in the offseason to scheme up against teams like this. They were supposed to have the ammunition to handle themselves in this setting. And they were so off. Whether it's scheme, whether it's personnel, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't. It's not working.
Yeah, right.
This is not it. And I mean, yeah, I understand it's still October and you can go back to the drawing board or whatever, but like, this is a giant red flag for me. How many other teams are going to see this? How many other teams are going to see what you can do against the Steelers and find a weak spot? Other teams aren't going to bury their head in the sand and not pay attention to this. There's a script here now.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good offensive mind coming up.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Apply,
only. Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck.
I know. But thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Pike for next week, too.
Well, and
the next two games.
It's down the pike, isn't it?
Something about a pike.
I mean, and let's not be lost on the run game, too, for Cincinnati. Like, whether it's like, okay, like we have the script for, you know, getting our receivers and you know, the certain personnel we need to exploit the defensive backfield. But, I mean, you're going to Josh Jacobs, Jonathan Taylor. I mean, you got the Chargers. I don't know who their running back's going to be, but I think what Lee said, he ran for 100 yards yesterday. I don't even know who it is at this point. But that is the game script as well, is the run game. Like, they couldn't stop anything.
Yep.
It was everything. It wasn't just Jamar Chase.
Would you guys agree that with Kosicki hurt, the three best offensive players are Chase Brown, Jamar Chase, and T. Higgins? Not necessarily in that order.
I don't know, man. I mean, Flacco made it work.
Well, outside of quarterback.
Skill player. Oh, okay.
Skill player?
Sure. Yeah.
They didn't stop a single one of them.
Nope.
They didn't take any of them out. I mean, that's what good coaches, bad coaches find a way to take one weapon away.
Yeah.
Chase Brown, 11 for 108. Jamar Chase, 16 for 61. He had two drops and one on the sideline that I think was a bogus overturn. Was happy about it at the time, but that was seemed like a catch to me. He could have gone 19 for 23 for 200 yards and another touchdown. And then T. Higgins goes 6 for 96. He made the most of his opportunities, and he had the play of the game and the bright, high IQ moment of the game for Cincinnati. If he scores there, I think the Steelers win. He doesn't. And the Steelers lose.
From the Steelers side, I obviously hated that. From the Bengals side, or an intelligent football play, my goodness, that I respect the hell out of that.
Mm-hmm.
What a smart play, man.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely are thinking about, if I catch a ball, what is scoring situation?
On
I
got to
get down, help my team, yep. Don't be selfish.
On that drive, as soon as you take that series, you're thinking that.
Love that.
He adjusts to the ball, too, and then you're trying not to get your head taken off, and you still have the wherewithal to do it.
That's
respect.
A smart football play, man.
Joe Flacco's a Bengal for 8 days.
Yeah.
Did you hear the thing on the broadcast where they gave him 30 plays, like at the first practice?
Yep, and
he had them mastered?
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's nuts, man. That's like Rain Man stuff.
It's an all-time bad loss because, they gave him 30 plays, and he's 800 years old. And here's what he had to say after the game. He had trouble understanding some of the play calls from Zach Taylor. Quote, "There was a handful of plays today that I was like, what is he saying? We have these formations that end in F, and I was not getting it." So he sort of just did, F it. I'm going to throw it to Chase. Sorry, Zach. I'm throwing it to Chase.
Backyard football.
Golly. It's an all-timer. It's an all-timer. It just is. Like, if Flacco was their quarterback from day one, it would hurt. It wouldn't hurt this bad. 8 days. 8 days!
They've had some bad ones on Thursday night, man. I mean, this is right up there.
Yes!
This is...
Because I thought they were better, too.
It may be one.
Is this worse than the Flacco loss last year?
I think so.
Yeah,
because I do, because you had... Like I was saying, in the offseason, you went out, your move, your strategy, everything you talked about, this defense was historic. There's so much of a run-up to be able to handle yourself in this game, and you don't. And you don't. Like, they got beat by a guy off the bench who takes over for Anthony Richardson last year, whatever. They weren't equipped the way they were this year, theoretically. I think it's worse.
And you could rationalize that it was your backup quarterback. That's the way that they saw it last year, too. Like, you went in there and you lost with Justin Fields. You just scored 31 points with Aaron Rodgers, and you lost to the 8-day quarterback, Joe Flacco. I have a carton of milk in my fridge that has literally been in there longer than friggin' Joe Flacco has been the quarterback of the Cincinnati Bengals. And I bet you the carton of milk could complete a pass. 93.7 The Fan will showcase a different community each Saturday through the Youth Football Showcase with a special visit from members of the fan staff. Do you want 93.7 The Fan to visit your game? Of course you do. Email youthsports@937thefan.com with your group name, your group's main contact information, and potential dates. Details at 937thefan.com. Brought to you by Steel City Shredding, Saloni's Italian Bread, Pelman Electric, and Keystone Custom Apparel. Perhaps we'll call last night's game the Steel City Shredding. Much more, your calls as well, 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. It's a fan morning show. Jason Mackey with us until the end of the program. Texter writes in, this is great radio. Should probably just stop reading there, but I will go on. Ben, an all-time great Steeler, would never be let off the hook by you guys if he threw two interceptions, but a guy that has been there for 10 minutes and is a douchebag is getting a pass is hilarious.
Are they serious? People never mentioned Ben's interceptions? Also, it wasn't the reason they lost the game.
I think that's the point that they're making, is if it were Ben who threw the interceptions, we'd be killing Ben, but we are not killing Rodgers. Because another texter wrote in, you and that fathead Mueller would be killing Ben if he was shown swearing at a teammate like Rodgers was. No, I mean, I think we've seen in the interim that that's what you need. You need guys. You need leaders. You need alphas. You need dogs. And Russell Wilson was going to kill you with kindness. Kenny didn't have the cachet in the league, and no one gave a rat's ass what Mitch Trubisky had to say. So maybe I would have back then.
Mm-hmm.
I've missed it since then. And I think Rodgers has added a much-needed element to this thing of, I want to hold guys accountable. I love that. Also, I can't believe that anybody, and you can have two thoughts and ideas in your head at one time, but I can't believe anybody would want to be focusing on Aaron Rodgers' play last night is a reason for the loss when sweet, sassy Malassi, friggin' Jamar Chase is still running down the field. It's a joke to me.
He has zero to do with yesterday's loss.
I agree with that. He looked like the Rodgers I didn't think we'd get. I thought he'd be good. You thought he'd be good. I didn't think he'd be that good. I didn't think he could move that well. I really didn't. And it was the best he's looked all season long as far as I'm concerned.
Moving,
right. Like the touchdown pass. The first touchdown pass, I mean, that is vintage Rodgers.
He's coming back.
Yeah.
This is absolutely not it. I'm convinced. He's coming back. He's a part of this team. Like, unless something goes catastrophically wrong the rest of the year, he's coming back.
For the same price, too.
Yeah. And you can spend money and spend draft picks another way. It makes sense. It's not a conversation that ties into last night. I completely agree with you, Adam. I mean, last night they lost because of the defense, and that's abhorrent. We should rip them, and they should be criticized for it.
Ah.
But if we're going to go down the Aaron Rodgers rabbit hole here for a second,
yeah,
I have absolutely no problem with him yelling at Jalen Warren. I have absolutely no problem with him yelling at Broderick Jones. I don't even have a problem with him throwing into double coverage. He made a mistake. All around the NFL that happens.
Yes, and I can't be the guy who goes, oh, guys, please, take more shots down the field, and then he takes one because there's a single high safety, gets picked off, and I go, oh, God, not then. Don't do it then.
Right.
They're going for the jugular early because they were probably thinking, I'm not sure that this is wrong, that if they get up on that team, they're dead. They're done. They're dead meat. It's a Thursday. They stink. And I still think Cincinnati stinks. That's why this hurts so much. You get up on them. What would it have been at the time? What my chart here? I don't need a chart. But you get up sizably early. You're going for the kill. I respect the aggression. We haven't seen enough aggression out of these guys. They threw the ball down the field more last week. They did so yesterday. You had a 68-yard touchdown pass to your tight end, who everyone forgot existed until he caught the 68-yard touchdown pass. I was fine with the aggression.
Okay, so play chart.
Thank you. You charted it out?
Always do. Every play.
You are a dork.
I am. Very much so. Every play,
they
down
do
and distance.
They do right here on the internet.
No, I like it, man. I'm old. It's the baseball in me. I can't watch a football game without writing it down. I don't know why. But anyway.
Wow.
So, Rodgers throws.
He's got it highlighted over there.
I do. I have a system. It doesn't matter. So, Rodgers throws the interception. Very next play, 37-yard run for Chase Brown. Like, there's your opportunity to get a stop. There's your opportunity to pin them back.
Wow.
We're going to sit there and blame Aaron Rodgers? 37-yard run, 6-yard run, 29-yard pass play, T. Higgins, one that was defended horribly. He throws an interception. How about the highest-paid defense in the NFL gets a stop and performs? That's what they're paid to do. It's not Aaron Rodgers' fault.
This is why he charts it, because he did a much better job of outlining that than I did. I went, oh, I got a chart. He actually had the chart. You're exactly right. You're exactly right. And the defense, I'm serious about this. People are going to kill me for this. If the defense gets a stop on the final drive, they did their job for the entire game. Because it's not
no doubt.
It's not just shutting a team down. It's shutting them down when it matters.
No doubt.
And if you win the game by, if you win the game by 2 points, I don't give a care. I don't care what you did the rest of the game, especially on a Thursday. You just survive in advance, baby. And they did it. They did it on the one after the bad punt decision by Tomlin. They made the stop. Okay, great. Go get one more. I literally need to make two damn stops. You make one.
And what do they do on that drive, Adam? First and 10 from the 30. Flacco to Chase.
Yep.
15 yards.
Yep. Yeah. Soft
Flacco
coverage.
To Chase, 18 yards.
And that was the one where there was the miscommunication.
Yep.
Which
that gets you to the 2 minute warning, and the game is effectively over at that point. The defense can't perform when it needs to.
The 18 yard catch, they could hit a field goal from that range, too.
Yeah.
You would have had
He was wide open. he had 15 catches at that point, and he's running a shallow route underneath, which is less than 6 yards of a route going across the formation, and he gets 15 yards out of it in a crucial moment. The guy that had 15 catches before that and a touchdown, he was wide open. What are you talking? Like, that's a miscommunication route, right?
Yep.
Okay. Oh, what are you talking about? What are you miscommunicating? He's right there.
There's what to communicate about. The guy with 15 catches, cover him.
He's right there. Look to your right. That's where he's at. That's all
and
you
why,
need to communicate.
Why, Doran, if you're in that situation, if you're Terrell Austin, if you're Mike Tomlin, do you even leave that to chance?
I know.
He's had the game. He's had put four people on him. If the first two miss, you should have two more.
They could have every other aspect of that particular defense and not have it figured out. You need to know who's covering one. Right? Hey, oh, we blew a coverage on the other side. Okay. I mean, not okay, but I can live with that.
I know.
How do you not know where one is?
If he goes down the line and finds a fourth, you know, their fourth option on a play, like, okay, maybe you got beat, whatever. He didn't have to go very far.
Nope.
He found one streaking across the formation with nobody in the same area code.
You think they called the flea flicker, or do you think, what do you think happened there? Because Tomlin said he called it, and Rodgers went, it wasn't supposed to be a flea flicker.
I don't think it was supposed to be a flea flicker. Aaron Rodgers doesn't have that sort of reaction.
I think they called
it
a flea flicker.
If it was
and
supposed
then,
to be a flea. Yeah, he checked, out,
checked
of it.
Out of it.
Yeah. And so that, like, plausible deniability for Tomlin, right? Wasn't he asked, was the flea flicker called?
Yes.
So the flea flicker was called.
And Aaron probably said
and that. Then it was called off, and Jalen Warren didn't get the check.
That's what I think, too, because we've watched it now like a dozen times again, and Rodgers did seem surprised that the ball hit him in the chest.
I like the call. I didn't have a problem with the call, but we're going to look at what was real, I think he was checked out of. And Jalen Warren didn't get it.
I hated it because you're up 7-0. You would actually stop them. Woo! You're looking at your little highlighted chart over there. Drive started with a 12-yard run, then a 6-yard pass. So it's 2nd and 4. They hadn't stopped a single thing you had done yet to that point.
That's fair.
And you're going to get goofy? Don't get goofy. They did another goofy thing later where they threw the screen to the tree, Darnell Washington.
Oh, what a, that was horrible.
Yeah.
That was horrible. What was that?
Bad. Bad. And Cincinnati's defense bad, too. Like, that's the kind of the point. Like, 3rd and 18, you score a touchdown? That can never happen. And then it was a 3rd down whenever... I almost called him Jesse James. the white tight end, Pat Freiermuth, scored a touchdown. They ran 4 verts twice on 3rd and 1 million, and they scored a touchdown on 2 of them. And you're going to run a flea flicker? You're going to run a screen to the tight end? Everything you were doing was working. So let's do the cute stuff. Get out of here.
Well, I mean, that's the same drive, Adam. Sorry, not to get down in the weeds too much.
But
you started it with 4 runs. Jalen Warren is running it down their throat. And like, oh, let's go away from the run then.
Exactly.
Yeah, and they finish it with 5 passes. Don't get that.
Still scored 31 points. Stupid defense.
True.
But have no fear. The Packers in their top 10 rushing offense come to town next. And so do the Colts with their top 10 rushing offense. And then you got to play Justin Herbert.
Yep. On the West Coast.
Yeah, it's great.
Travel.
All right, one more segment of Jason Mackey when we come back. Andy Warhol, as I've referred to him today.
That's the first I've ever been compared to Andy Warhol. I'm convinced you have no idea what Andy Warhol looks like.
I forgot that we're a visual medium these days. It's a funny joke if you can't see you.
It really isn't, because I think most people in Pittsburgh know what Andy Warhol looks like. And if they know anything of what I look like, it is not total what opposite. Andy Warhol looks like.
Total opposite.
Why do you hate Dulac? 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. One final cathartic segment. Both Doran and I still think the Steelers are winning the division. Mackie, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. But it concerns me, if they win the division, okay, but what's this team equipped to do? And it doesn't look like they're equipped to do anything other than that, what they've done
they can get
in the
fixed.
Playoffs. They can. But it's a tough sell right now, man.
I don't know.
They look exposed.
I still think they'll win the division because they're going to win 10 games, because they always win 10 games, and I think this year it'll be enough. But
yeah, I just think the hole's too deep.
Yeah.
For the Ravens.
But as far as fixing it, I don't even know what it would take to get me to believe that they can fix it now. Like, sweep the next three and play well against Herbert and not get nickel and dime to death and then hit over the head and give up 100-plus yards rushing. Like, I think they're going to beat Green Bay. Like, that just is such a Tomlin thing, is that you do have the terrible loss and then you win the NFC night game at home. Like, and it's Rodgers' old team. Like, I could definitely see that happening. But in order for me to think that they can, earlier this week, I was like, oh, hey, they can win a playoff game. For me to get that feeling again, I think you almost need to win these next three.
Mm-hmm.
And the defense needs to play well enough to think, oh, okay, if they play good teams like this in the playoffs, they can put up some resistance. Like, that's all. With this offense, maybe you don't need to be what our expectation of this defense was. Maybe you just need to be good defensively. But they weren't even close to that last night.
You can't give up 33 points. I mean, that's the thing that keeps standing out to me. I mean, that's not an elite performance. I think prior to last night, a lot of us, I was included in this, and I'm wrong, and I look like an idiot right now, out over our skis, thinking that this was more real than it really is. Mm. And like, yeah, I mean, the offense isn't the problem. The offense has scored. The offense is, we can sit here and quibble about a pass to Darnell Washington or getting away from the run or whatever. Like, they put up enough points and yards that it should be effective. But this defense strategy in clutch moments is not what you would want. In that, like, it's going to take a while to shake that now. You're going to play better teams than the Bengals.
Oh,
right? Yeah, like, how's this going to look
coming up
if the Bills find their stride, if the Chiefs are there? Like, it's not happening. You couldn't shut down, you know, Joe Flacco, for crying out loud.
The milk carton.
We're supposed to believe that they're going to be able to shut down, I don't know, Josh Allen?
No.
Patrick Mahomes?
Nah.
Like, you couldn't shut down Joe Flacco, man. You can't just ignore that. I don't care how good the offense is.
No, you can't. And you got Frank Reich coming up in here in 2 weeks.
Frank Reich?
What?
He's a coach for Stanford.
Yeah, well, even he'd put up 470
yards. How do you know he's not
yards.
Coming to the game?
He'll definitely
he'll be playing.
He'll be there for his friend Shane Steichen.
They're going to be playing Pitt.
They'll be there for his friend Shane Steichen.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly. That's
2-3 weeks.
Adam was making a hard turn to Pitt talk, I guess, to finish the show.
Pitt's going to beat Syracuse by 800.
Frank Reich.
One of the old Eagles coordinators. Goodbye, everybody. God, yeah, son
Frank
of a.
Reich.
Marvin Lewis is coming in December.
We actually saw him last night. He was on the black and gold sideline.
Really?
Yeah, wearing Steelers gear. And he went by the name Mike Tomlin.
Oh, jeez.
Because he's morphed in him. All right, that's going to do it.
Good talk.
Thank you, Mackie. Was a great talk. Fan weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 70, high of 68. Tomorrow,
for
high of 75. Goodbye. Thanks, Harry.
56, 84 Lumber. Visit 84lumber.com.
Hey, everyone. Bob Pompiani here. Let me tell you about the great work that Pittsburgh Garage.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.